Sechav Sachar Perak Yud Mishnah Tes a Pesach Achar Chatzot Mitame Etiza. The Korban Pesach that's left over after midnight on Leil Pesach, it would be Mitame the ham of anybody who touches it. As this Mishnah is gone according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten before midnight for the night of the 15th of Nisan. And after midnight, it becomes nicer. And since it is nicer, it would be mitame the hands of anybody who touches it. As the Mishnah goes on to say, "Hapigo baha nicer mitame and esiyadayim." Pigo and nicer is mitame the hands of one who touches it. Pigo is when a kohen shachs a korban and has in mind to eat the basar of the korban after a lot of time for that korban. The basar of that korban would then be pigo under the chiyuv kari for eating the basar, and Rabbanan decrees that anybody who touches pigo or noser, it would be metame his hand. The reason being that Rabbanan decrees that pigo is metame the hand, so that kohen should be careful not to be mefakel a korban, not to have the raw machshavos during a korban and causing it to become pigo. And Rabbanan decrees that noser should be metame the hand of anybody who touches it, so that people will not be lazy and will ensure that they will eat the basar before the allotted time. Beirach berachas haPesach, pater eshel zebach. Beirach eshel zebach, lo pater eshel Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmo. Somebody recites the bracha on the korban Pesach. Somebody who says asher kitchanu b'mitzvoto b'tzivanu lecha haPesach. Prior to eating the korban Pesach, he would no longer have to make a bracha on the zebach. The zebach is referring to the korban chagiga that was also brought on the 14th day of Nisan. As the Pesach is eaten al hasoba after you're already satisfied, so a korban chagiga would also be brought, and then you would first eat the korban chagiga, and then after that you would eat the korban Pesach. And for whatever reason, if somebody ate the korban Pesach first and said the bracha on the korban Pesach, he would no longer have to make a bracha on the chagiga. However, somebody who recites the bracha on the chagiga, he eats the chagiga first, and he says the bracha, asher kachana mitzvoto b'tzivanu al achilas chagiga, that would not pater him from reciting a bracha also on the korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva, imer lo zu poterazu, v'lo zu poterazu. Rabbi Akiva says, the bracha on one korban does not pater the bracha on the other korban. So somebody who makes a bracha on the Pesach would also have to make a bracha before eating the korban chagiga. So too, somebody who first makes the bracha prior to eating the korban chagiga, he would still have to make another bracha prior to eating the korban Pesach.
The first day of Adar doesn't start to announce it that people should bring in their chetzi shkol and the half shekel that everybody must donate towards the communal sacrifices. As the korbanos tiba that are brought during the year are brought from the chetzi shkol that are donated by each member of Klal Yisrael. Every member has to donate a half a shekel, and that money will be collected and be used for the korbanos tzibur, such as the tmidim and musafim that are brought during the year. And starting from the first day of Nisan, they start bringing the korbanos tzibur from the new collection of chetzi shkolim, and since they have to start bringing the korbanos tzibur after the first day of Nisan from the new collection, they start announcing 1 month before on the first day of Adar that everybody should start bringing in their half shekels. Va'al haklan. And they also start announcing on the first day of Adar that anybody who has klayim in their fields, who has planted two different types of plants that are forbidden to be planted together, they should start uprooting the klayim so that the klayim will no longer be in their field. B'chamisha asur bo korin et ha-megillah b'krachim. On the 15th day of Adar, they read the Megillah in walled cities. At the 14th day of Adar is the time to read the Megillah. However, cities that have a wall around them, just like Shushan HaBira, would read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. Umetakn es adrachim ves harachovos ves mikvos hamayim. And the 15th day of Adar also, they would start fixing the roads and the streets that might have gotten ruined by the mud from the rainy season. So they start clearing them off for the Olei Regalim, for those that will go up to Yerushalayim for Pesach. And also they clear off the streets from the mud for those that kill somebody to Shogeg and must run to the Hare Miklat, the city of refuge, lest he be killed by the Goazam, by the relative of the person who was murdered. So therefore, they clear the street so that the person can run quickly to the Hare Miklat before he is killed by the Goazam. And so too, they clear off the Mikvos HaMayim. the mikvot might have gotten filled with mud during the rainy season, and they clear out the mud from the mikvot, and so too, if the mikvot did not have enough water in them, they would fill them up. And the bezin would do all the tzrachim of the rab, all that is necessary for the public, such as dinei mamonis and dinei nefashos. If the dinim were not completed, they would make sure to complete them. And so too, if people donated erechim or haramim or hekdeshos to the Beit HaMikdash, or somebody said erech ploni alai, or somebody made a cherem, he consecrated something to the Beit HaMikdash, or he was makdish something to the Beit HaMikdash, bezin would start dealing with that from the 15th day of Adar. Umitzainen et hakfaros. And from the 15th day of Adar, bezin would mark the kfaros, the graves, so that kohanim would not walk over a grave inadvertently and become tamei, so therefore they would mark the grave with lime. V'yotin af al haklayim. And the shlichim of bezin would start going out for the klayim on the 15th day of Adar. As we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, from the first day of Adar, bezin would announce that people should start uprooting the klayim from their fields, and they would give people 2 weeks to do so, and after 2 weeks, on the 15th day of Adar, they would start going out to the field to ensure that everybody had uprooted the klayim from their fields.